Building better habits. I've developed the habit of making my husband responsible for my happiness. You can already see how foolish that is, for whenever I'm unhappy, I blame him for it. I've had to ask for forgiveness for that and work on building a better habit, being thankful for the wonderful man I have and for the decision he makes for us. Developing healthier habits should really be what we're all about, for many of us have spent a lifetime following habits that aren't the best. Habits have a great effect on our lives, as they inherently shape our attitudes, actions, and decisions. They're the default mechanism we built into our decision-making processes, as they become the autopilot by which we act and think. Even after we're saved and become that new creature and that 2 Corinthians speaks of, we can slip into that old behavior that has always been a part of us. Why is this? While it's true that God has scrubbed us clean of our past sins, the old life is gone and a new life has begun, in this new day given to us by the Holy Spirit, we have to choose to think and act like that new person. We're not yet turned on or tuned into that intentional autopilot that's able to prove ourselves by our purity, our understanding, our patience, our kindness, by the Holy Spirit within us, and by our sincere love. That's why Paul instructs the Philippians to be joyful, not to worry, but to pray, to tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done, to fix our thoughts on what's true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, to be thinking on these things that are excellent and praiseworthy. In fact, he says, keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, telling us to make new habits for our thoughts and to practice them, and we'll live a new way. Making new habits of righteousness shouldn't be a surprise to us, which is why we're sometimes surprised or confused by the fact that we can still fall into our old way of thinking or behaving. The old way of cussing or getting angry when things go wrong, the thought of grabbing a cigarette or a drink at a time of stress to gain peace or calm, to complain to others when people hurt us or tell others some gossipy bit of news we hear. If we didn't need to make lifestyle changes once we became a Christian, the Bible would be a very short book, and Paul wouldn't have had to write so many letters to the churches. He wouldn't have had to tell the Christians in Ephesus to get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior, and tell them instead to be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven us. If they weren't doing those old things. To forsake the old behavior, we have to build into ourselves new healthy habits reflective of Christ's work within us. How do we do this? Perhaps we have to understand how habits are formed and then how they can be reformed in the Lord. Habits are driven by the rewards they bring us and are triggered by experiences that first started them to form. The smell of coffee triggers a desire to drink a cup. Stress at work triggers a desire to grab a smoke or drink to calm that stress. If the fulfillment of that trigger then leads to contentment, then we act upon it often without even thinking. This can be the case even if that habit becomes dangerous, addictive, or destructive to ourselves or others. According to Charles Duhigg, who wrote The Power of Habit, we develop a habit loop, which means something triggers our response, which then becomes a craving that has to be fulfilled, and then we act on that craving and receive the reward, no matter how minimal or short-acting that reward is. Our ingrained habits go through this loop again and again until we find a way to break them and step out of that cycle and start a new, healthier one. How long can this take? A 2009 study found that habits take about 66 days to build, and that's over 2 months of facing a trigger, feeling like you have to respond to it, and then acting on it and experiencing the reward this action brings. Clearly, making a change and breaking out of a cycle takes time and determined effort. Aaron Etow recommends that we work at eliminating or avoiding those things that act as triggers to our bad habits. Choose not to go out for a drink or party with your friends. Avoid taking a needless trip to the shop just to look if you have a habit of overspending. Then we need to find a way to reduce our craving. If you drink or smoke to reduce stress, start turning on Christian music or call a helpful friend just to talk. Make it difficult to indulge the habit. Discard the alcohol or cigarettes. Avoid the friends that enable you to do that or the people that hurt or make you angry. Work at discovering the cause of the habit. Ask the Holy Spirit where and how it started. Discuss it with a close friend known to give a godly advice, and then ask God to help you form a new, healthier habit. Instead of doing A, do B. Instead of cussing when angry, replace it with a word or phrase such as God bless them or God help them. And then let that new behavior reward you because you know the change pleases the Lord. Sound easy? Of course it's not. Remember, it takes 66 days to form a habit and years to ingrain it. But now we're not alone. We have a source of power working within us to change us from the inside out, as Jesus promised. And as Paul told the Philippians, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. So where do we begin? The prophet Hosea has this to offer: plant the good seeds of righteousness, and you will harvest a crop of love. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts, for now is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and shower righteousness upon you. According to this passage of Scripture, we can't develop a new habit until we break the old one. We can't sow righteousness until we break up the hard, unplowed, fallow ground in which the old habit is planted. What's fallow ground? It's ground that's been allowed to lie idle during the growing season. It's land that could be productive, but has been left to grow weeds or thistles. It's time now, God's saying, to look at that land, dig it up, pulling out the weeds and thistles to make it ready for seeds that will produce a fruitful harvest. The prophet Jeremiah gave a similar instruction, saying, plow up the hard ground of your hearts and do not waste your good seed among thorns. Thus, we have to look at those old habits and decide, with the Lord's help, we're going to dig them out and remove them and break up the ground of our heart to plant God's seeds of righteousness, choosing to do what's right in God's sight and forsaking the things of the past. Jesus' parable of the farmer scattering seed is a perfect example of this. And although some of the seed may not bear fruit because birds eat it, the heat in the sun and shallow soil causes the roots to wither or the thorns choke it out, yet some fall on fertile soil and bear great fruit. We see this exemplified in his parable of the growing seed, where the farmer, God, scatters seed and the seed sprouts and grows, and the earth steadily produces a crop. First a leaf blade pushes through, then the heads of wheat are formed, and finally the grain ripens. The harvest is ready, and in us a new godly habit is formed. We're the planting of the Lord, Isaiah says, that he may be glorified. Thus it's time to seek the Lord, that he may come and shower righteousness upon us. As we sincerely seek him and ask for his help in breaking old habits, habits that hurt us and others and separate us from God, he will powerfully come to shower his righteousness upon us, developing in us godly new habits in which we seek peace in Christ and not in the world, have our desires satisfied through his love and our confidence and security built on him and not on the shaky foundation of the world. To establish a new habit, begin to place it into your regular routine, and that habit's going to form. If it's reading the Bible, establish a time of day to do so, morning, during a work break, or at the end of the day. And then set up an amount or a secure reading plan. Put it into place and recognize that small and consistent changes will help form new habits. Establish reminders to help you keep these new habits in focus. Join a support group, church, a Bible study to help you keep growing. And when we falter or fall back into old habits, remember what Paul says, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfected until the day of Jesus Christ. We can start to work today on those habits and establish God's ways within his heart. And remember, he's always there to bless us. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.